the fuck, the fuck. When I step to the mic,
I'm kind of with Brandon on this one. But that was only,
Mary was fucking that album up.
See,
man,
that's the thing. When I first put it on, I had the same opinion he did. When I first put it on, I was like, man, this shit is terrible. I don't like this at all. I think my expectations were in the wrong place. I think I was expecting it was. I think I was expecting
for it to be a joke.
My expectations were in the wrong place. I think I was expecting to hear a more updated Cannabis and Keith Murray. And I didn't hear that. So then I was like, man, this shit, I don't know about this record. I put it to the side. I put it on again, and I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. This shit sounds like 1996. And that is what they were going for. If that's what they were shooting for, they did a good job. Because I really wasn't expecting spitting from Keith Murray. I was expecting what I kind of got from Keith Murray, which is kind of juvenile lyrics that like, really don't really.
I was like, man, where is he going with this? Saying old lines from back in 96 and stuff, man.
But Cannabis, I think that's what they were going for. It's like, I don't think Keith Murray can really update his style that much.
Why Cannabis did too, though?
No, on that album. Because if you listen to it, Cannabis was spitting some silly shit himself. Okay.
He said a couple lines from Howie Roe, though. Remember that song, Howie Roe?
Nah,
nobody want to hear that, man.
Course,
yeah, but still.
But he did recycle.
I mean, nobody want to hear that.
Think about Cannabis.
It's 12 years later, man. Nobody want to hear that.
My thing is, when I listen to Cannabis, I don't know if y'all ever heard the Rip the Jacker album.
Yeah.
But it's like, I listen for that kind of Cannabis where he's, you know, I'm from Mars and shit, and I'm in a spaceship, and y'all motherfuckers are still walking, and I'm flying in a spaceship. I'm expecting that kind of shit from Cannabis.
You know?
Instead, I got this really elementary Cannabis. But I think that was the point.
Laughing,
no, it's true.
You
I think that was the point because, like, because
he got why I oughta.
Yes. That's what I kind of expected. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what I kind of got.
Oh my God,
and then when that clicked, I was like, oh.
So you thought the production was on par as well?
Because I'm 96. That album made me want to get a FUBU hoodie and some Cross Colors and some Tim's and go to the mall with a baseball bat.
Man, you know what, Mike? I think you hit it dead off because when I black out, you black out too. And I'm like, man, what the hell is this shit? But then it's all I've been listening to since yesterday around 3 after you and I talked. And I listened to it over and over and over again. I'm like, you know what? I can roll to this. I said, because you know what, my expectations weren't super high, but if there was enough for me to, like, you know what, if I have nothing else I wanted to listen to, or it reminded me, like you said, it did take me back to 96, 94, when you go find something, like, that ain't the best, but I'll listen to it, I'll ride to it, I'll listen to it, because I think a couple of tracks I like was No Brainer, the way they flipped it seemed to me like they flipped the chords. They flipped the chords and the with the music, it seemed like the instrumental on the verses should have been on the chorus, and the instrumental on the chorus should have been on the verse. But I love that because they had that weird dun 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 type. That shit was crazy, man. And then the Under God's track is what got me.
Under God's roll.
How Under God's roll? When he said, "I walk in the room with axe, lead three."
So that got you. You was like, yes, this album is great.
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay.
I was like, did he just really say that? I'm like, did he just really? Was that a lyric?
I gotta tell you, here's a line.
Because we did. So when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. But then when when I kept listening to it, I was like, this is kind of funny.
Because if that line came out in 1996, we'd have no problems with it.
Probably, man, but it ain't
1996.
Right.
Okay,
you don't have to make it 1996.
When I first heard the album, I'm going to tell you when I finally said this shit sucks. The first time I heard it, when I got to, I can't remember the song, but where Cannabis said, when you swing, you better mean it, a swift knee kick to the penis. That's what'll happen real quick, genius. Why are you kicking people in the dick, Cannabis? Who kicks people in the dick?
A grown ass man. Like, you ain't no little 4-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you kicking people in the dick, Cannabis? When I first heard that line, I swear to God, I was like, oh, see, I'm done. But when I got to that mind state, and I was like, wait a minute, this album is supposed to sound kind of like elementary style, like real, true to life hip hop. okay, I'm fine with it.
Because I think when it got to 7, Guilty Will Pay, which I found, I thought it was ironic that Crooked Al was on the track when he was kind of beefing with
Royce.
I know it is. Okay. But I was like, damn, that's kind of ironic that this comes out now and they're supposed to be beefing or whatever. But I think right at that 7 track, it kind of started to tail off a little bit. Like right when it got to Princess of Persia.
That was near the end, though. That was like at the end. Yeah. To me, it went down.
That's one track that stood out to me. How was that? I really
Princess of Persia.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It was bad.
It was just as bad.
I couldn't imagine that.
Yo,
it was bad. I could not imagine.
All you need to know is two niggas and they made a song called Princess.
All I'm saying is, I think when you said 96, I kept thinking, okay, it's like, okay, we all know they were out. I think Shaq, right? Shaq, the last 2 years, I know I'm bringing in sports. All he does is commit fouls and take up space. Okay. Out of his prime. I'm thinking this is Shaquille O'Neal and hip-hop out of his prime. Okay, that's kind of but, you know, he can't.
Okay. I don't know, man.
He's good enough. He'll still dunk on you every now and then, right?
Yeah.
He'll still get you. He'll still have some good. He'll still have a couple of good games where you think, oh, this is Shaq. I know, this is Shaq. And then you're like, what? Come on, man. Like, you swinging people with an axe. Like, and special sound effects.
Yeah,
you
man. I'm like, come on.
Did you really go?
Exactly.
For real, Keith Murphy?
Exactly.
Okay, so how did you feel about it, B?
I didn't like it.
Why?
I mean, to me, it was just so elementary. I just didn't. Yeah, you laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it is.
It is. So elementary,
so
man.
So is Most Beautifulest Girl in the World. Yeah.
Man.
It was elementary.
I don't want to hear 95, 96 flow, man.
I do want to hear 95 right quick.
I've been playing it hard.
The thing is, you can listen to 95, 96 music that came out in 95, 96. Like, you can't listen to 95, 96 music that was made in 2011.
Come on,
I put that album on. Like I said, I was thinking the same way at first. I was like, these motherfuckers did not step their game up. This is stupid.
But then I really thought about it.
I'm like, wait a minute. Now, hold on, time out. I know cannabis. Now, Keith Murray ain't really done that much the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I know cannabis. And I know goddamn well cannabis can do better than kicking somebody in the penis.
Exactly.
So I'm like, wait a minute. But if you think about it, it's like, why did cannabis do that?
Why?
I think cannabis was rapping elementary like that because that was kind of the feel of the album. Either that or he fell off. And I kind of want to think he fell off that hard.
Yeah.
I don't think he fell off that hard.
Nah, that's
why I didn't like the album, man.
I think if I had a complaint about it, I think one of the other things that I probably would say, because after a while I'm like, why the hell is Keith Murray yelling? What the hell is he yelling for?
He's trying to keep up with cannabis.
You know, it's like, so cannabis, I mean, Keith Murray was yelling a little bit too much for me, you know, at some point. I think because they call themselves a smoke god, I really think sometimes Keith Murray was high when he did some of his verses. I think he really just came in there and he just kind of a little lit and freestyle.
That's no damn disclaimer or anything.
I'm not using it as a disclaimer. I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to figure out why there's certain verses he sounded so disconnected.
Dumb old interlude.
Lord of the underground. I mean, God of the underground. That's already been done. So,
some of the stuff I think was just like. But I can only really judge cannabis. I really can't judge Keith Murray because he doesn't really have that much material for me to go back and judge him.
He doesn't.
So. When I listened to the album, there were quite a few songs where I thought that Keith Murray was offbeat, like a motherfucker.
He was very offbeat.
So with Keith Murray, maybe it was a matter of he ain't been rapping in a minute.
Okay.
And Cannabis Hollowed Album was like, you know, let's do this album. Let's bring back two of the fucking lyrical gods from back in the day. Let's just make an album together. Now, granted, y'all understand this shit has been going on since Bush was in office. They've been trying to make this album.
Since Keith Murray got out of jail.
Right. So the songs are old. Some of the songs are old. So,
you know,
you brought Keith Murray out of retirement, put him on an album. Now, they cannot make a Rip the Jacker with Keith Murray on it. The Cannabis really didn't have a choice but to make an old school sounding album because Keith Murray is not going to sound good on a 2011 beat. You put him on an Alchemist beat, he's going to sound like a fucking idiot. But you put him on that old school Jake 1 beat that he made, he sounds all right.
I think it was all right, B. I think it had enough.
Man, I don't think the album sucks. I think the album...
Am I?
was basic.
Crazy,
so you gonna listen to this album again?
Listen to it right now.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it when I get in the car.
I have to be in that mind state.
I'm gonna put in no brainer and I'm gonna ride out.
I'm not listening.
Underground's how we roll. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm not riding out today. Sorry,
I walk in the room with an axe. Leave three cannabis ass.
On his back.
Then I take the ass and use it like a samurai.
Three gashes on his back.
Keith Murray does not sound any different than Keith Murray sounded in 1995.
Cannabis, I'm not expecting more from Cannabis too.
Oh, what
I did like. I mean, you know.
I
wouldn't expect the second round. Cannabis, I got Cannabis.
Cannabis
but
won't
you know.
Let me down again. So
so you feel he let you? He felt he let you down on that album, or you did?
Cannabis has struggled throughout certain periods.
He struggled on that album. He did, but at this point, I think.
So why do you think it's good though?
Because I think because.
So you would talk. All right, listen to this shit.
If you like old school hip hop,
I would not.
So you gonna go tell the viewers and subscribers to go get other guys.
If I had an album, don't listen to that album.
You're gonna stand behind that.
Yeah.
You gonna tell the viewers.
Look, not okay. Them little kids that be on there fight with me about our future. No, I won't tell those little kids.
I'ma
tell y'all 35-year-olds that want that old school boom bap shit. Yes, I'll tell you guys to go pick up the Underguys album because it's on some old school boom bap. It's basically like picking up a fucking KRS album. You ain't gonna put a KRS album in here, Royce lyrics. Nah, you gonna put a KRS album on, you gonna hear KRS lyrics. You gonna hear KRS via 1995. Because KRS has not really updated his style all that much. But it's still good. So this album, when I first put it on, I was like, this is some bullshit. But I had to check myself for a minute and think about it. Wait a minute.
I checked myself.
This is an old school hip hop album. And this is what it should be. So therefore, if this album came out when I was 15, I'd have been like, man, this shit, Under God's heart, kick him in the penis. I haven't
even. Why you mad,
so
man?
So what would you tell?
Really mad
what would you tell the people, B?
Thumbs down, man. Damn, you know, man. If you listen to it, don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say I didn't warn you. Do not listen to that. I mean, you know, listen to the album, but if you don't get mad at me.
Y'all might think we fake. Y'all think it's just rap. We live it in time and manifest life through beats and rhymes. Laser beam technique, rap elite, chemical scientist, immaculate speech, the package is heat. The real shit is back on the streets, jacking for beats. These niggas rapping for keeps. It's the most official connect of arrogant architects coming through the